So, Senator Kupek, why did you vote in favor of this bill?
Well, it was a very difficult vote for me, but at a time, you know, when we are making cuts to people with disabilities, people who are in nursing homes, it feels like that time, even though it's not a huge financial savings, it feels like a time to make sure that, you know, we are spreading those cuts around to everybody. And I think, you know, also making sure that, you know, people, we are taking care of, you know, our elderly and our disabled as well, and as much money as we can get to them, I think is important.
Do you believe undocumented people should get taxpayer-funded health care?
Here's what I think. I think that by not giving them health care, it is more of a burden upon our hospitals. And our hospitals have told us this, and they show up at ERs. They are living here. They are in Minnesota. They get hurt, they get injured, they show up at hospitals, and hospitals spend, you know, around $450 million a year across the state, basically in charity care. And this would help alleviate that. Is it a burden a little bit on the state taxpayer? Sure it is. And that's probably the reason that I had my vote today.
This could be a yes or no answer, but do you believe undocumented immigrants deserve taxpayer-funded health care?
I think healthcare system is a mess, and I think everybody deserves healthcare. And I think we need to find a way to get our healthcare system affordable for everybody and take care of everybody.
Why did you not voice your concerns during floor debate?
You know, I actually speak very rarely on the floor. Some of it, I think, is coming out of the news media business. You know, limiting time. We've got a lot of bills to get through. And oftentimes when we get to a bill, I would prefer that my vote speak for me as opposed to standing up on the floor just to say something.
Before making your vote, did you meet with any undocumented people on Minnesota Care? And what would you say to them now that it looks like their health care will be revoked?
You know, I have had advocates for them who've come to my office. You know, I wrote an op-ed in the paper talking about how financially, you know, particularly for our hospitals, this makes a lot more sense that Minnesota does that. I think, you know, finding whatever ways we can to help those hospitals and make sure people get health care is going to be a priority for me.
Do you think rural hospitals will lose money now that people with that are undocumented will not have health care?
You know, it's going to be rural hospitals. And you know what else? That falls back on Minnesota citizens in their health care premiums, because when somebody shows up and they give charity care, you know, in some ways we all end up paying for that in health care costs.
All right, Senator Kupek, you have until 7 a.m. to finish the session, so I'll let you get back to it. Thanks for joining me.
All right, thanks a lot.